once more and welcome to this special broadcast, which is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System. It is another Wednesday where we are looking into the Department of Social Development programs. And tonight we're looking at the protection and prevention of services to curb social ills amongst persons, families and communities. This time around, looking into the substance abuse and social crime prevention. And we are going to take a special look into the DSD anti-gangsterism strategy that was approved in March 2017, where the department trained and capacitated probation officers who are actually working around child and youth care centers, and to speak to all those different issues between substance abuse as a follow-up from last week, and also the gangsterism strategy. We are welcoming once again Manana. Manana, please greet your listeners and welcome to the special program.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mosotho. Good evening, listeners. I'm Ditebogo Manana, as I've just alluded.
Ditebogo is a social work policy manager within the Department of Social Development. And also welcoming to speak to the gangsterism strategy, Ke Auslinda. Auslinda,
thank you so much.
Right.
Yes, I'm Linda Makatini. Mm-hmm. I'm representing DSD National, as the Ntate Mosotho has indicated.
All right. Thank you so very much. Now, my name is Mosotho Stone. I'll just facilitate this and also welcome you to join our program on 0800-142-446. KG, do we have a WhatsApp tonight? Yes. And if Rina, you can just write me that number so that I can be able to speak to it. It's 0800-142-446. That's the number to dial if you want to engage us. And however, if you feel like you got tongue cramps, don't worry. There is something, your kafa, Zaji. Kafa, 065 something. Rina, I think you, yeah, Rina is still working on it. But Mamana, let's talk to, as a follow-up to the social substance abuse. We were talking about children who are in conflict with the law, and most of them, it's more of the effects of substance abuse and peer pressure and all those things, and substance abuse being one of the number one influencers of, you know, bullying in schools, you know. Normally, we'll speak about with my peers that, you know, the other one was having a problem with a child who was bullying at school, and the other one was like, I have a bigger problem, chief. The child decided to pick up polo as a sport. Now you have to buy a horse. But anyway, that's another story. But otherwise, in line with probation services, as we speak to those who are in conflict with the law and now looking into substance abuse, please give us an abstract into the approach into that.
Okay, what I will start with, based on the case study that you just touched on, is that you are talking now of children that are in conflict with the law. So those kind of children, when we say is children in conflict with the law, they are already in the system as children that have already committed an offense, and they are alleged to have committed an offense, and they have to go through criminal justice processes. And as we alluded in the previous week on the processes that we do as a criminal justice process, whereby SAPS, Justice, NPA, Social Development are involved. But today I want us to go back a little bit, that even before we can talk about a child that is in conflict with the law, there are services that social development has put in place. And for us to be here today, it's a call to the community out there that we don't want to see these kids in conflict with the law. As DSD, we are out there in the community doing prevention and protection services. And that is in line, or it's aligned to our vision as social development, that we want to see every individual build self-reliant. And when you are self-reliant, You need that protection. You need that prevention. Before you are exposed to all these things, then we will call you a child in conflict with the law.
Mm.
So as social development, we are doing the services, and we do them with one intention, that we make individuals, before we are a family member, we are an individual. So we have programs that we have for individuals and are categorized as per age. There's no one size fits all.
Mm.
So we go out there in a form of awareness campaign, community campaigns, dialogues, workshops, and we are raising issues that we are touching on, and that them so too,
yes,
that there is bullying, and these are the signs that you must be aware of when you will say a person is bullying you, and what are the steps that you need to take when you find yourself being a victim of that.
Mm.
And we also touch on issues of cyberbullying, and what are the steps that you also need to take when you find yourself being a victim. And cyberbullying, some of the people, they don't even know it, because
exactly.
It's used through technology. The phones that we have, the iPads and everything that we have, they are meant that they should make our life better. But now they have turned to be something that is used for cyberbullying.
Mm.
And that is why many people, they will tell you that if you are on Instagram and many other forms of platforms, it's hectic there. People, they take their lives because of the cyberbullying that is taking place there.
Yes,
so as a department, that is what we are doing. We are going out there to make people aware that these things are not just in movies. They are happening in real life.
Yeah.
There is bullying. There is cyberbullying. There is human trafficking. There is a gangsterism. There is a issue of selling of drugs.
Mm.
There is people that are trafficking people for the purpose of using them for sexual purposes. So
yes.
We raise all those themes or topics to people that they can be aware and be able to come up with strategies as a community on how are we going to prevent ourselves when such present itself in our community. So we are moving around the whole nation, all provinces. We do this. We go to schools. We go to institutions of higher learning to raise these issues that people must be aware. And if we present, and it happens most of the time that when we present, we found that there are victims that are already there. We don't leave it at that point. What we do, we go with our social workers that are at the district level. And if there are such cases, then they are referred. And we are not working alone. We are working with other government departments.
Yes.
We have higher health that is also operating in institutions of higher learning.
Mm.
So we refer them so that those cases, they can be attended to. So we don't leave it at that. We assist you so that at the end of the day, you don't find yourself being a child in conflict with the law.
We are discussing substance abuse and social crime. Kim, Ausditebogo Manana, she's a social work policy manager. Just giving you an abstract in terms of the social. Ausditebogo, I think if you look at my younger colleagues on the other side, that's KG Ranoto as well as Rinaye and Kitu. Basically, they're on Twitter or in Instagram or whatever at the moment. And basically, they could tell you about Black Twitter, and they know how dangerous that is. Eh? Look at his face there. As I'm saying, Black Twitter. That's one of the wrongest things you can ever get in. It got Patrick Shai his life.
Yes.
And it's quite very important because we look up to these kind of people.
Yes.
And, you know, as we link it up as well, that social networks are able to be used for drug trafficking and all that. Except Rafat may give me two, whatever, and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Now, the gangsterism strategy looks at another thing, which is something that's growing big in KwaZulu-Natal, something that has been existing quite a lot in Western Cape, and something that actually, personally, I once saw as I went with my mother to West Barry. People playing with knives on the road, and that looked like something that got me never to play any dice ever in my life. Now, talk to us about the gangsterism strategy. As it speaks, basically, many of the people who are in gangs, they basically do substance abuse and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking to Mam Linda Makatini, who is also the social work policy manager within the Department of Social Development. And we are here to talk about strategy, say DSD, that was approved in March 2017. And basically to curb the interest in joining gangs, probably as one of those men.
Okay, thank you so much. I would like to first indicate that the DSD anti-gangsterism strategy is not the one used to combat crime. The crime that is not the one that is used to combat crime that requires SAPS. Mm-hmm. DSD anti-gangsterism was developed as a result of the province reporting nationally that there has been an increasing number of young people in our child and youth care centers, secure care, where the children in conflict with the law are detained.
Yes.
There has been an increasing number of young people that come having tattoos and come to also force other children in the facility to also have tattoos.
Mm.
So that indicated that there is a number of them that come and with those tendencies or habits which are displaying, they are displaying in our facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And as the department, we had to do something about it in terms of our intervention. As you know, social development has their own methods of intervention, the social work methods.
Yes.
But firstly, we had to come up with the intervention nationally, which is the DSD anti-gang strategy that was developed, as you rightly mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And that DSD strategy at first looked at the secure care facilities in terms of that they must put, now that the challenge of these children that are in gangs are coming to our facilities, that there must be systems in place in the secure care facilities in terms of when they come in, having been detained by court, there must be profiling done to check those children that are already in gangs, and so that we protect those ones that are not in gangs inside. And that the interventions that are done in these child and youth care centers are also talking to the needs of the children that are in gangs. Those what makes the children join the gangs in terms of intervention. The intervention were addressing mainly the crime, the issues that brought them in the facilities. Now, we had to come up with interventions in the secure care facilities now that are talking to the needs of children that are in gangs.
All right.
And that is how we came as the department with the DSD anti-gangsterism strategy. And further to that, also go by, we had to also see that this thing is also nipped in the bud, not only addressing the secure care facilities only.
Yes.
After having addressed it in the secure care facilities, ensuring that the systems are in place, we had to now look at the high risk, and the high risk areas are determined in terms of the ones that the SD are dealing with, are determined in terms of where these children are coming from. Hence, I said earlier on, we are not doing the gangsterism, the one that is prevented by SAPS.
Yes,
so our high-risk areas are determined by where the children that are in conflict with the law are coming from, as well as the other children that are also serviced by social development are in our system.
Is it children who are already convicted that you're talking about, or is it just people who are just probably they've, if they're in conflict with the law, probably there is a certain kind of legal process that would have happened. And probably they are what the community would understand as convicts, but just at the younger level. Are we talking about that?
Okay. In our child and youth care centers, we have children that are awaiting trial.
Okay.
We have children that are on residential diversion, which means they are sentenced by court to attend our therapeutic programs.
Yes.
But additional to that, they if there has been an assessment that that child also needs intervention in line of prevention of gangsterism, he is or she is exposed also to that intervention of prevention of gangsterism. And thirdly, there's also a category of sentenced children that are children that are compulsory residents. That's how they are called versus sentence.
Yeah, residents. For lack of a better word, for just understanding of the community.
Yes.
Those are people who are in conflict with the law, but they're younger than 18, I would like to believe as well, because we did speak about that at Ostitebogo last week. And, you know, there's something very interesting about this connection between gangsterism and substance abuse.
Yes.
Gangsters sell drugs. Mm-hmm. Now, nipping it in the butt, I hear, Auslinda.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts from where Ostitebogo is talking about, to say many of those who are in there, it started somewhere here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the communities, please talk to us about some of the programs that DSD, because I would like to believe that also we're looking into, while Auslinda is dealing with those who are in the youth care centers themselves already, there is an assurance that we are trying to make sure that not all of them are going into the youth centers. So talk to us to that strategy, ma.
Yeah, before I even talk to what kind of programs, maybe naming them and also explaining them, I would like the listeners to understand this part.
All right.
That when we talk about prevention and protection, we are actually looking at the root cause. What is it that is making people to behave in an unacceptable way? So that is basically looking at what are the contributory factors or the risk factors that makes people to behave in a way that is not acceptable. If maybe I may cite an example, we know that we are growing, when we grew up, there were two types of families that we knew. We knew the nuclear family and the extended family.
Yes, yes.
But now we are exposed to a number of families that we were never exposed to when we were young. So there is single parent families, there's child-headed families, there's cohabitation families, there's blended families. So those kind of things, because we are not familiar with, they come up with responsibilities. And on the other hand, they also come up with challenges. So when I'm saying we need to look at the root cause. So that is where our focus is when we bring prevention and protection services.
Okay.
So when we respond to those things, our purpose is to actually make these children to unlearn whatever was introduced to them.
Yes.
Because what we are made to understand theoretically, the children, they are more likely to do the things that they see than the one that they hear.
Yep.
You can tell your child that don't do this, don't do that. But if there are parents that are doing the same thing, then you'll find the child
doing that.
So our programs, they are focused on making sure that these children, they unlearn those behaviors. So if maybe I can touch on what type of programs that we have. We are an angry society. We are an angry society. And most of the children that we come across are children that are coming from families, and due to situations that were taking place, children are angry. So we have an anger management program that deals with the anger that our children have incorporated, have taken up due to the situation that they were exposed
That's
to.
Right.
So
right.
we have an anger management program. We also have life skills program. We don't leave you that now that you have dealt with your anger, what is it that you should do with your mind, with your hands, and be able to be self-sustainable and to be able to be self-reliant, not depending on other people. Yes, we are a family. We depend on each other. But as an individual, what are the things that you can do? But where we start is that what are the things that are preventing you from doing it? And
All
what
right.
is it that you're exposed to? There's a research that was done that says if you were once a vulnerable victim, there is a likelihood or there is a high possibility that you might be a perpetrator. So that is what we are preventing. So we are making sure that we deal with these children, that they are not known or they are not even aware that they were victims or they are victims. So we come up with the programs that they correct whatever they went through when they were victims.
All
and
right.
Make sure that they are not perpetrators at a later stage.
All right. We are having a discussion regarding the substance abuse and social crime prevention as a follow-up to last week's Children in Conflict with the Law. And today we're looking more into that detail, as well as looking into gangsterism, which is one of the main sources of boys and girls who find themselves in youth care centers. Youth care centers are sort of, old people used to call it stoat school, right, Oslinda? Yeah, something like that. And that's your old school generation. But that's an understanding that many people have. That's like what you call, many a times you'll hear parents threatening their kids to say, get out of stoat school, you know. That is that youth center that we're talking about. We're not talking any refugee center or any, you know, other centers that are also for youth. But this one is definitely to do correctional services for the under 18s. So let's talk to Linda first. I want to speak about the parent support, because give an ababa to these guys, man. And somebody's worried somewhere in a community to say, you know. But let's talk to Rodney. He's calling us from Siyabuswa, Mpumalanga. So, Wana Ron?
How are you?
Siyabonga, kunjani baba?
Man, I'm fine. I'm Superman.
All right. Welcome, my brother.
Yeah. Firstly, I really appreciate your effort and the whole part of the initiative. But firstly, let me just comment on the issue of, I'm trying to understand the preventative element the lady was trying to explain. And for me, I don't get it clearly, because this is, to me, from my experience, is as a station, you've got a program of dealing with working with schools at this moment.
Okay.
We want to improve the results of the schools. And I'm the one who's directly involved on educational programs that deals with youth and all the stuff. And what I've seen, the change of the behavior and the change of the tune in terms of getting these kids to refocus. It's giving them the new information they've never been exposed to. Once you expose them to the information they've never been exposed to, from being a rough person to they become new people.
So, I agree.
Yeah, in terms of the preventative measures, I think there's a need of a very strong alliance of Department of Education to come to the stage whereby we've got a program that talks to your objectives as a department, and also talk to the objectives of Department of Education, but at the same time, at the center of the whole thing, it involves the community. Not that the education that is run by the government's political influence without the social influence. The problem should be, the problem is from the community. But the community is not part of education.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, as long as the community is not part of education, aggressively, strategically, and well-supported, then there's no way that you're going to get it right, because the bad behavior is from the community. It comes to school.
Indeed.
Then it messes up all the kids. So we need to work as a collective towards empowering the community, the schools. As we empower the schools, it's 900 kids of 1,100 kids in one school.
Yeah.
Once there's one common character in this kid, and they're all accepted, and they're passing with good results, you get nothing. Automatically, opportunities are available for them. So for them to go to behave in a different way, it's not going to happen, because now they see opportunities right in front of them, and at the complete support of community, the government, and other stakeholders. But at this moment, it's dollar law, because I'm in that field. I do it every day, and you get frustrated through the whole day, because even our social workers, because you've got a perception of social workers who are doing this job because it's a government job, it's a permanent job, this one will save.
So there's no passion and all that stuff, right?
I'm not passionate. I mean, reasoning capacity is not there. When you talk to them, they don't even understand the politics of your department. But if somebody in charge in social department, in that office, then you question yourself, does this person understand his role?
Very unfortunate.
That's where the problem lies.
Very, very unfortunate. But thank you so very much for your input, Sabuti. Rodney from Siabu, so Siabonga Kulubab. All right, let's move on to Ubra Moss. Hold on. Ukumalo. Aume mtu. Okay. We have Umoses. Umoses is calling us from Eshowe. Umoses Kumalo. So, what are Moses?
Oh, Sanbona Baba Ninjani.
Niapila hii.
Nkosi yama ngisakwazi, nishukwazi.
Angisakwazi na mba, basi ya wamuge.
Aiko.
Indoot, yes, Eshowe.
Yes.
All right.
Ngibonge ithuba. Ngiphalona nguMoses Khumalo ngumfana waseShowe eMbongolwane. Ngithi mina ngiyabonga phakathi la ukuthi kuraise this point mayelana nama
ngangehlisela umsakazo wakho with Moses.
Okay. All right baba, usiyangizwa manje?
Ehhe.
All right. Into ebengifuna ukuthi ngiyiraise kakhulu ile ukuthi uyabona enye into engifike ngayinotisa ngayibuka kakhulu. Lento ukuthi into ayenza futhi ukuthi sigcine iy'ngane zilemala ezinye zingena kakhulu kuma-drugs. Uyabona but laba bantu laba abangama-gangsters nabanye laba othola ukuthi baqhamuka emazweni amanye beze ngapha. Bathi uma besika ngapha bona ebese besika bathi dayisele abantu bangala ama-drugs. Uthola ukuthi bona la ma-drugs la bona abawabheme bona azophenywa iy'ngane lezi ezisafunde ezinye nabanye abantu. Loo nto leyo but igcina but siyenza but umuntu elahlekelwa imfundo, alahlekelwe ikusasa lakhe, engabe but kusasa sibiza ukuthi sizobona abantu abangama-grade winner. Sithole ukuthi sibona abantu but abagcina sebefeyile empilweni through ilama-drugs lawa. Ebese ngiyabuya futhi ngizoza kwenye into eyingozi futhi enye engifike ngayibuka futhi kakhulu enye. Uyabona but laba bantu laba abathi siyahlola siyabona. Laba bantu labo but nabo futhi bayaba umthelela ukuthi uma uhambile omunye wabo uye kuyena uthi uyohlola kuyena. Asike umuntu laphana akunikeze but i-medication e-wrong ezogcina wena yenza wena ugcine usuyi-victim. Kanti lento vela suke yena athi uyayibona ubone but into engekho. That's why ubone abantu abaningi sebelimele prothini. Kufanele nathi sifunde ukuba ne-understanding ande ukuba umuntu siye kuyena noma umuntu sibuthi uyadayisa noma wenzani before into uyithenga qala ubuthi ngabe yena cobo lwakhe uyayisebenzisa impala yena lonto ngoba njengoba yena engayisebenzisi ufuna wena vele ulemali adle imali ngawe. Kufanele but nathi singama-South African sihlakaniphe siyibuke izinto. Ngiyabonga kakhulu msakazi.
Ngiyabonga Bob Khumalo, thank you so very much from Eshowe. Don't forget to WhatsApp us on 065-935-5488. 065-935-5488. They spoke to the school's thing, Urodni from Esiabuswa in Mpumalanga, and he did mention quite a lot about the work that they do, and particularly in schools. And you did mention that you have programs along with Higher Health, but not specifically mentioned ukuthi mhlambe ninani regarding ama primary schools, because kuqala lapho, and it goes up into higher schools and all that kind of stuff. So talk to us about other programs that are not necessarily attached to Higher Health, because Higher Health is more of higher education, right?
Yeah. Okay. Before I can even answer that question, as a department, we don't like to find ourselves moving around the province or the nation, not having an idea where the problem is.
Yes.
Yeah. So in line of what Auslinda said before, is that the issue of gangsterism, how is it informed? They deal with children that came for residential diversion. They came for children that are awaiting trial and those ones that are sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
But same with the prevention and protection services.
Mm.
We look at the statistics that we receive of children that are alleged to have committed an offense. And we look at the areas of the children that we receive and look at the types of crimes that they are committing.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on that assessment or analysis, then we then come up with a program that will focus on what is happening in that particular area.
Mm.
And looking at the issue of basic education, we are also working with basic education. And with Rodney, if he can be able to find out if basic education, mm-hmm. Together with social development, SAPS, and other government departments, we are busy working on the issue of anti-bullying in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we are all out there dealing with that issue. And the community is also involved so that they can also come up and report. It is being led by basic education and SAPS. And what I like in that program is that they also allow the community to report even the cases that were reported at the SAPS of police stations that were not even given attention.
Mm,
and if they know that there's a place where the drugs are being sold, that information, it should be brought on that day where all the government departments assemble in one place.
Yes.
And the community is invited. But what is said here, Babu Msuthu, is that when you look at the attendance that is there in communities,
mm-hmm.
we would make do posters, plug them in local shops, and also use the local radio station and say departments are coming to raise awareness on different topics and based on the needs of the community.
Yes.
We don't want to assume what is troubling you. We want to hear from you so that when we go back and draw an intervention plan with you, we are responding to your need. We are a department that wants to be responsive. But the sad part is that when you go to those areas, few people will be coming. And unfortunately, it's something that we also created as a department, that in those sessions, we'll bring food, we'll bring promotional material. I think people, they don't even focus on the subject of the day.
Yes.
They focus on when are they issuing out this T-shirt? When are they giving out this food? It is for them, definitely. Yeah. Yes, we're planning it for them because we can't keep them there for long hours without having something
to eat. Of
course,
I mean, it's human
we can't
nature.
Bring, and then the T-shirts that we bring, they have messages so that they can be reminded that this is what we don't have to do.
Yes.
When you see a T-shirt written anti-substance abuse, written Kimoja, that thing, it must say something to you.
Yes.
Don't wear it just for the sake of wearing it. It must say something to
but
you.
But now also, I would stop you a little bit right there to say, instead of going to some hall, you know very well where the nyopis are, right?
Yes.
That's where the workshop need to be, I think.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we'll speak about that.
I
think it needs some boldness as well as protection, because at the end of the day, you are getting yourself into a dangerous space where anything can happen, as you know that with gangsterism, Auslinda.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand what gangsterism, the impact of being a gangster as compared to being just a criminal, a pickpocket guy and stuff. Gangsterism is like organized crime.
Mm.
At the beginning, right? I'm talking to the dangers of gangsterism, as I would like you to conscientize people in terms of what you're dealing with inside the youth centers. It's not like rehabilitated guys already.
Mm.
It's like convincing somebody who still has connection outside and even can be rebellious against you.
Mm.
Talk to us to that.
Okay. Thank you again.
Sorry, Oslinda. Ashiri and Babu Mahlangu, please hang on like that. Listen to your radio in the meantime. We just need to go through this.
Okay, thank you again for the opportunity. I just want to start by saying, firstly, the Department of Social Development has national programs.
Mm-hmm.
These national programs are also used in prevention of gangsterism, and they are also used in prevention of crime for those children that are brought into our child and youth care centers and the children that serve outside.
Mm.
And I wanted to also indicate that those programs are therapeutic programs that are used by social workers for individual sessions with children or group session with children. And these programs are also categorized in terms of ages, knowing that there is the problem starts from small. There's programs for children below 10 years. There's also programs for children from 10 to 12. And there's also programs for plus 12 up to 18 years
mm-hmm.
that assist with prevention of gangsterism. Moving from the premise that all these things that the children are doing or get into substance abuse as well as gangsterism, it's a learned behavior and it can be unlearned.
Mm-hmm.
And there's obviously dangers with being involved in gangsterism. And we also are supporting, I must say that we also are supporting the parents, because we have educational sessions that we are doing in all the high-risk districts that I said the DSD identified.
Yes, the DSD high risks, yes.
And those are in the community. They are not in our child and youth care center. Mm. But I told you, I shared that it's from where these children are coming from, the ones that are in the center.
Mm.
They are, we do have sessions with parents that we are doing with them with the districts.
Yes.
And the districts are to replicate those sessions in their district. As you know, that districts are bigger, they have local and all that, and the service points for different service points for social workers.
Yes, yes.
The target parents mainly around that the parents must know the early signs. They must know the early signs of children that are involved in gangs.
And how do you see when a boy is supposed to be, or a girl for that matter, innocent as they are? Because some of them are 13.
Okay.
How do you get to see them? That's very interesting.
Yes. What we had done when we were developing the strategy, we also did a survey where we also, in all our child and youth care centers, we also learned off the tattoos that they have or the names of gangs that they have. They will normally put those in their body parts, in their hands, in their arms, or anywhere, even on
torso
the legs.
And all that stuff, yeah.
I mean, I'm now referring to parts that are visible or
yes.
that can be visible, because we cannot violate also the privacy of children.
True.
Yes, so we gather that information from different provinces, and we are also using that information when we are sharing or conscientizing the parents that they must be aware these are the things happening. If a child has a sign of BTK, for instance, which is a gangsterism group common in Free State. If a child has a STK, which is common in Northern Cape, for instance, we don't go around in one province and bring all the tattoos of all the province. In that specific province, in that high-risk district, we talk about what's available there so that we also not introduce things there in a way. And we conscientize the parents that they must be aware these are the things that are happening. And as a mother or as a father or as a guardian, you ought to also have a responsibility to look out for your child, and you must know your child's, including the child's body, because you are responsible for the health of that young person, yourself as a parent.
True.
Yes. So we also conscientize them of that. And we also share with them the way to communicate with the age group, communication skills. And we also allow them to also speak and suggest what do they need to be assisted. For instance, in Northwest Bloemhof, they requested that they be assisted with families with the single parent support groups. And in Gauteng, Cliptown, they requested that they want to be trained parental skills, such things. So we not only empowering. We empower them, yes, but we also give them platform to express themselves as to how do they want the department to assist them. Mm-hmm. And we also, unfortunately, as for other people, they want us to do this in bigger numbers. We're also looking at assessing whatever interventions we are doing, whether it works or not. Mm-hmm. So we're going with group sessions that we have of 30, 50, so that mm-hmm. we can be able, after a financial year or after a year, to evaluate by the district office that's responsible, to go back to those people in a form of a register, just check randomly how are they progressing in life, to check mm-hmm. if there was an impact into the session yeah. that we also had. And yes, that's there's also things that the children are telling us, that this is the reason that they are involved in gangs, that in the communities, coming to what I also my colleague said, in the communities, I think also the person from the who was speaking over the phone.
That's Ubab Kumalo from Eshowe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's talking very importantly from a very rural area. It's yes. a very rural, which I wanted to say that, are you able to reach out to rural areas? Because most of the time when you talk gangsterism, mm-hmm. we're talking Amakasi mm-hmm. and in town and all that yes. stuff. But yes. it was quite a very important point where he made it from a rural area as a show. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and quite
yes.
very important it is.
Yes.
But anyway, let me just stop you there, Mam Linda, and we get to invite Asiri. Asiri is from Capital Life. He's right here in Pretoria. Asiri?
Yes.
How's good, it going, my brother?
Very good. How are you?
Good evening to you, my man.
Yes, and good evening to Audi Deboko and Ausli Ndamo.
Yeah.
You know, man, I just want to ask something here. It happens that, okay, there is a guardian or a parent here that sees, especially sees this child, that this person is joining these gangs, and we obviously see with these tattoos and the behavior. And I must say, when it comes to the tattoos, for those that are related to the things that they are doing in the street, they won't be private.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be just all over their arms or their legs mm-hmm. or their neck. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know, if I see that as a guardian of a child, I see that this child now is joining this, and if I speak to this child, does not listen or does not really abide to what I'm saying, is it possible for me to take the child to this institution, the Child Youth Care Center, in a form of something that it's like a rehab kind of a thing as a parent, or that do I need to wait for a child to then commit something wrong so that the child can be arrested there? Thank you,
Asiri, so very much. He's in the capital city listening to Capital Live on your community radio station all over South Africa. Now, let's move on to Siyabuso again and speak to Bab Mahlangu. Bab Mahlangu?
Siyabona,
Bab.
Akwande baba ninjani?
Akwande, siyaphila kunjani baba?
Siyakhona, usilothisele nemvakashi zakho lapho.
Okay.
Man, sibuyile futhi after this year sanibuza ngendaba yokuthi singa reporta kuphi ama government officials makasihlupha ngoba nawa inkinga. So,
I like that question, Bab Mahlangu. And Ausdi Tabuko is already smiling. She's ready with her answer. Before you cut on, I'll come back.
Yeah, so lapho ke after CS and Buzan as Tumela lapha ku DSD ku district offices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I told her DSD. Kotwana, hey, she told her my comrade. Welcome on a social comrade. I see my social workers. Now my social comrades. So, angazi ukuthi awusitebuho bangasinceda njani ukuthi laba bantu sibe nendlela yokukhulumisana nabo kahle, okanye sireporte kibo bona botebuho masina ama-report. Sikhulumela ama-report because si-implement ama-programs as omunye ubaba lapho Rodney Tabane akhulumile ukuthi nokunama-programs a-establish a community radio station le esebenza ne-GCIS. So,
that's right.
Nathi as i-community sifuna ukuthi le radio le incedeke nayo. And then nabo labo Rodney nabo bancedeke kule project license zabo. Manje singenza kanjani ukuthi kuncedeke la ma project, because siyawabona yasebenza, really we are happy as a community.
I am so very glad that you are working hand in hand between the community radio station as well as Umphakathi waseSiyabuswa, and knowing very well that iSiyabuswa is also facing one of those big drugs challenges. Siyabonga babu Mahlangu for ukuphala kwakho thata.
Siyabonga.
Thank you. Ari ya gamuletse re bolela le tladi. Morena tladi we. Awe morena tladi sa lothi ba di khomo busiba. Morena tladi. Ene o gona ke a kwa gore o gona. Ere o nontso bolala le yana mo checka gore mohlomongwe pitsa ya afya ka pa jwang. Ka re kena ko mang. Right now we at 5 minutes to 7, and without any delay, morena tladi. Oh, we do have a WhatsApp KG almost. I almost forgot. Please play us that voice note, my brother.
Good evening, Olebogeng, from Kimberley, in the Northern Cape.
Welcome, Olebogeng.
I have three questions here. The first question that I have, I just want to find out, after the department has noticed that there is a hotspot of gangsterism, what kind of interventions do you provide in that particular area? And also, the second question, I just want to find out if these strategies that you are talking about in terms of trying to curb gangsterism and also drug abuse in our communities, do you think those strategies are working? The reason I'm asking is because we see a lot of these young people who go into these centers, after coming out they commit the same crime. So do you think those strategies are working? And also the last question, in terms of the Northern Cape, which areas would you regard as a hotspot of gangsterism and also drug abuse, particularly among young children who are under the age of 18? Those are my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Auslinda, I think this speaks to you quite a lot. And also talking about the Northern Cape. And one of the main things, I think, you know, aligning policy to implementation, I think that's where you need to just give us an abstract in terms of how do you align them and make sure that, you know, implementation on the ground speaks to the strategy that is being done in offices and all that kind of stuff.
I just want quickly the parent that said, should they bring the children to the Child and Youth Care Center? No, they may not be able to bring the child to a Child and Youth Care Center. They are to approach the Social Development Service Point offices. The children that are detained there, they go with a court order. And then moving along to the latter question on the intervention, the strategy was first implemented in 2020 in the Child and Youth Care Centers. And then in the last, as I indicated, that it was about implementing a development of systems, putting systems in place to prevent in terms of, okay, let me not go deeper in terms of policies.
Rocket science.
Yes, then then we started going to the communities, which I said to try and nip this in the bud in terms of supporting the parents. And also we still address the children in the communities, not only parents, the ones that are in the community, also creating awareness or empowering them in terms of prevention of gangsterism. I also indicated that we are focusing, we are doing groups, group sessions. In fact, it's done with the district. The districts are responsible in the provinces to curb the problem, gangsterism. And so far, when I indicated also that we're looking at after a year for each session that we have to evaluate the impact of each session that we had, like in that financial, we had last year, 2020 up to 2021.
Mm.
Yes, and then we are to measure the impact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to have to just cut you and squeeze this. Tadi, kya wana wile homo ene sutile zui ege nega sage. Tabela, Tadi.
Tabela.
Le, re gaina?
Oh, na go bitere.
Re ho, na rile go bitsa mangkhati le ba rawa o tswile homo ne sutile sage.
I was in and call one through.
Welcome, my brother. O ga no bolela morena.
Eh, go bolela go tsorna. Kala kala hore ni le government ke batho ba tsama mo meeting ene ba se ba hore dira tsi tsi ke di mang.
Yeah.
Ke di tsi yon. Ba ba mo di tsi ya bona go tsona ma Nigeria ba go go ntse. Ba re ke dira. Ke le ya ha go ba re mo. Ya. Ba se ba hore mo go a re ke di dira tsi ke mo ene. Ke ga re go di thola ke ka ba go ba. Mo ntse ba ba tswa di a re ri.
Mm.
Ke ka re ke fa o wa le ga bu. ANC drain le batho ba bolela ka tsela ba tsadi ya selo ka bona go tsa bua go bolela ke re bona ba go lela o bere ka tsela a tsang tlo idea like ba bolela ye ke dise lo ke dire ile ba ba le sinye dire ya Nigeria ya go system ke dire ya bana ba o go go kwala bontle
he morenaka
ba ka la go ntwe dire di kona ba bolela mm ntwe se dire ya ba bolela
mm
ba se ba tsama ba ba tsama go le fao fao ba tsama ba mo fao ba tsama ba tlo re dire tsena ba tsama di tsena joang
Wa khata man wa khata ene o ka kwa go rokwa tile mrenaka mrena tladi awa ona tlamelana mele sehlare taba ha ha ile ke o di tebogo but anyway ya kwa gala taba ha ga se taba e NC fela ke taba ya South Africa ya bolelang ka yone ene is talking about communities. And you know the big responsibility of umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we're talking about. I mean, there's no strategy that will work, Oslinda, if the people are not into it. Now, I'm just going to give the last words because we just left with 4 minutes. I'm going to give you two minutes, and speak to what the call was talking about, which, well, besides blaming the ruling party, it's all good.
Yeah.
But it's more about taking the leadership role in making sure that things are working. And he seems to see the leading party finding wanting when it comes to such kind of social issues.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to close this discussion by saying, or maybe repeating what we said the last time when we were here.
Mm.
As much as people can refer to foreigners coming and selling drugs and things like that, we've emphasized the issue that the issue of alcohol, it's an issue whereby as a community we are affected directly and indirectly.
Definitely.
Yeah. So before you even go to the issue of foreigners, can we look into ourselves and our families and look whether there is no liquor at all? There is no one that is smoking cigarette and there is no one that is using drugs. We need to, at some point, take a responsibility. And those things, as I said, those are the things that children are looking at. We might say as much as we can and discipline them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But if we continue to do those things, that is something that they are learning.
Mm.
And, you know, when you see something and you try to practice it, there's a likelihood that you'll do double of it. That is where then we'll see them using drugs and drugs that they are so detrimental even to their bodies.
Mm.
And as it is, every drug, whether it's alcohol or cigarette, is detrimental to the body.
But the social ills in our communities are of a big challenge, Ostitebuko, where, I mean, we're not a masabab scene, where, you know, things are a bit cooler, you know, in terms of thinking, in terms of relating to going to the library, and almost every street has a tavern.
Yeah.
And kunomali, you know,
yes.
It's just like I'm young tengelipi, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, it's all so it's normal. Even if it's under 18, he's still holding it. You know?
Yeah.
So you are talking to something that is challenged by the social ill that has been there for generations.
Yeah.
And you need to be speaking to that as
well. I'm saying to parents, they we don't have to pass the buck. Let us look into our families. What is happening in our families? Before we even bring the issue of foreigners, is our if we look at our houses, is there no liquor? Is there no one that is smoking? Are we not sending those kids to go and buy liquor for us? Are we not drinking in front of them as parents?
Or if you don't, combo to, or
yes, if there's a function, there's a combo to that is here. You are busy sending this child. Go and check whether auga kukuma lina combo.
Exactly.
What should this child do? He must taste a little bit, you know. So we, before passing the bag, let us check. Let us do a spring cleaning in our house and take responsibility. That will be my closing remark. And the other thing that I would like to say to the community is that when a department comes and say we are doing prevention and promotion and protection services, they must avail themselves. Yes, you mentioned the issue that each and every second house there's a tavern. Let them get out of those taverns and come to the areas where we are, because we are bringing information that will assist them to unlearn the behaviors that they are doing, and also to address the issues that are making them to drink a lot.
Yes.
Because now we are coming as a department. We have other line functions like sustainable livelihood, where they assist the community to open co-ops, you know, they open NPOs and they will do groups where they are doing gardening and things like that. How can they use their hands instead of sitting and drinking alcohol? So basically, we are calling upon the community that when we come to your area, don't go to the tavern. Join us so that we can work together fight the sketch of violence and crime.
Thank you so very much, Osdi Tebogo. And Oslinda, also in response, if you want to any of those comments and questions that were there from Utadi, who was speaking a lot about leadership role, which is mainly involved in the strategy development and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I will just address one question I remember of Northern Cape. Francis Bard and Prixley Kaseme are identified as high risk
districts. Oh yes, those and, were.
It's just that I didn't record now the areas, but I remember one of the areas there is Khayelishiwe.
Khayelishiwe. Khayelishiwe kiko Kimberley, where actually the caller was from. I hope you are from Khayelishiwe, or even if you are in Kimberley. Khayelishiwe is a township in Kimberley.
Yes, okay. And my closing remarks will be that gangsterism cannot be kept by one department or departments alone. The parents need to come on board as well, just like they are needed also at schools to support their children. And I want also the parents and the communities to be aware out there that children are threatened by other children. They join gangs because they are fearing other children.
Exactly.
They can't report to their family, or sometimes if they report, they are told, go and fight.
Yes.
Men, stand your man up. I heard that in another training that we had in Western Cape, that stand your man up. And then the other issue is that there's also siblings that are in gangs, and that thing will be known within the family. So the child will be coping that. And the other children, they were saying that they, if they are not performing well at school, they will be called names, they will be bullied. And as a result of that, they form, they want to belong to where they will be protected against those who are bullying them.
Exactly.
And others in most communities, they are groups of boys sitting in some corners charging other children a fare or some amount, because some parents were saying that a child would bother asking for money all the time, can't he? Because if he has to pass somewhere, he must pay a fee. And those are things that parents should be aware, and as communities, as parents, they must also meet and, you know, plan how they can assist and intervene in some such cases.
All right.
Thank you.
Maybe that seems so.
Ladies, I'm running out of time, but just quickly,
yeah,
30
yeah,
seconds.
Just 30 seconds.
You see, Kitu is looking at us like.
I forgot just one thing. I think this thing has been coming on every time we are here, the issue of social workers not working. We said the last time if you are not finding joy in the district office when you report a social worker that is not passionate about what he's doing or responding to the needs that you are presenting to the social worker, report him to the district. If you are not finding joy, go up. Go to the provincial office. If you are not finding joy, come to the national office or write to the national office. And we also mentioned the last time that social workers, they have a social services professional council. If a social worker is doing something that is not okay, report that social worker in that council. So that social worker will be dealt with. So we are not promoting that social workers should be bad people to others. We are here to empower and develop people.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oslinda, you want to tell us about that contact number that we need to be using?
Thank you. There's an SMS. We are, since the gangsterism involves violence, so, and gender-based command center is our department resource. We also are encouraging the parents when they are having issues of children who are afraid, or even the children themselves who are forced into gangsterism and are being bullied, to call, to SMS help to 31531. It's a gender-based violence command center number.
31531.
31, yes. They can SMS help. And then there's also a toll-free number, 0800-428-428. 0800-428-428.
All right. Ladies, let me thank you so very much for this insightful conversation that we had tonight. And we were definitely talking about substance abuse and social crime prevention, as well as the gangsterism strategy under helping the kids who are in conflict with the law. And to me, Ausditebogo Manana and Auslinda Makatini, they are both doing social work management, policy management within the Department of Social Development. And keep on shining
so
and doing the right
thank
work.
Thank you.
All right. From Mosotho Stone, thank you to KG Ranoto, as well as Kitu, as well as Rinai. Thank you so very much. Good night.